Life in the 19th century means before 1900. And the kind of town Forest Grove was then was that in nearly all cases, each block, the big blocks, we have big blocks now here, were all one farm. Everybody had little farms. Nearly everybody had little farms in town. And they would have not only a house, but they'd have a big barn and cows and sheep and chickens and horses and then orchards and big gardens, and they butchered their animals right in the everything, and that's the way almost everybody lived here in town. There was only one school for the whole town, and it stood where Central School now stands, but it wasn't called Central School. It was called the Grammar School. And at first it was just two rooms. That was in 1872 it started, and there were only two rooms, one for the little kids and one for the big kids. But the trouble was they didn't have enough money to run it all the time, so some years it wouldn't run because they wouldn't have enough money. But what the children did in the years it didn't run is that there was another very good school called Tualatin Academy on what is now the campus of Pacific University. And that's, you paid to go, but it was a very small amount. And nearly everybody went there to school. And so they kept adding on to this first two rooms of grammar school, and it got bigger and bigger until after, in this century, around 1930, they tore that building down and built the great big brick building that is now Central School. And then at the same, and in this century, they started a high school too. But there was just one school for everybody in town. The streets were just gravel, except that in the wintertime, then they got real muddy, very, very muddy. So downtown, they had plank roads. They had big mats made out of planks that in the wintertime, they'd unroll down the road in the places, and then they'd take them up in the summertime. And the same thing to cross for people who were walking. They'd have these plank mats that they would roll from one side of the corner to the other to walk on to stay out of the mud.
Well, how did they do this or how did they do that?
They didn't have any electricity. They didn't have any plumbing until 1895, when the city built an electric and water, a power plant, over on B Street, about where there's a bridge crossing Gales Creek on B Street as you go down towards Dilley. And there was a big plant built there where they burned wood for logs to generate electric power. And then they started having at first street lights, is what they did with the electric power first, was to build street lights and light them. And then to build a pump to pump water from Gales Creek up into a tie water tower that stood back of where the First National Bank is now. And that was to give water pressure, you see, to put fires out. Most people got their water from wells on their own farm, little farms, their own lots. And most of the people and most of the businesses downtown had their own wells, and they had their own septic tanks. That is, but there was no sewer system in that century at all here. Everybody had their own septic tank, such as probably a lot of people in Dilley still have. Is there a sewer system in Dilley?
Yeah.
Well, there isn't necessarily. You see, people have had on farms, people still always have septic tanks. They don't have a sewer system. That's what they had here. One of the things I've read, there are two books written by men who were boys, around 10 years old, that is 2 to 10 or around there, who one of whom lived here in Forest Grove in the 1890s, and another one, who is a well-known writer on the history of this whole region, is Lester Mooberry, who is now dead. But he lived on a farm up on Fern Hill when he was a boy, and he and his parents used to come in here town shopping every Saturday. And he describes the stores downtown and what they did when they would get their clothes and their food and oil that they needed and paper and everything that they needed.
You know, like, if they had this one two-story house, like Mr. Reverend Marvel was talking about, would they, how has it changed? How has...
They've changed that house. A lot of these older houses, including that one in particular, has been added on to. That was a small house for what was a big family. The Marbles had, I think, 6 children, and they needed more room. So they've added a wing on one side, and they've added a kitchen and a porch on the back of it. A lot of the houses are just exactly the way they were built. There's one beautiful one, it's called the Cornelius House. It's on 19th Street. The street that you take going east towards Cornelius. And on the right-hand side, near Douglas Street, there is a great big white house, very beautiful white house. And it's just like, it's on 19th Street.
Where's that little big house? No, that big house.
What kind of jobs and chores did you have?
Well, the people that lived here, most of the men had, most of the families had moved, had been farmers originally in Oregon. Most everybody started out as farmers. That's the only way you could eat, you see. You had to raise your own food. Then the men would develop specialties. They'd cut down the trees and haul them with their oxen to other people's houses or become a horseshoer or a blacksmith. They were very important jobs in the early pioneer days. By the 1890s, which is what is celebrated by the Gay 90s Festival that's coming. By that time, there were quite a number of people, a lot of people lived in town. There were 700 people in Forest Grove by 1890. And as I said, many of them still got their own food with their big gardens and their stock. But some of the men were, there was a bank, so there were bankers, there were lawyers, there were 3 dentists, there were 5 doctors. There were men that ran the stores, and a lot of the buildings on Main Street, the downtown part of Forest Grove. Do you know the stores well enough? Mm-hmm. Broderson's Furniture Store, French's Men's Clothes Store. French's is a real, those two buildings that are that store real big were built before 1890. Mm-hmm. And then Broderson's, their buildings were built before then. And the Grove Furniture was built. Not all of buildings along that one main street there were built before 1900, but all but 3 of them were. And a number of buildings on Pacific, too.
Do kids have to learn how to do chores when they were little, when they're just young?
Sure.
They had to learn adult chores?
Yes, they did if they were out on, not real little. That is, boy, well, my husband grew up on a farm in Ohio that was very similar to what farms around here would be then. And when you were around 9-10 years old, you had to learn to milk the cows, and you had to drive the horses for the hay wagon or the plow or this kind of thing. But you weren't, somebody was watching you pretty close.
Did they have refrigerators back then?
No. They didn't even have ice boxes. They didn't have any ice. They kept food cold in their basement. Farmhouses always had deep basements, and this was true in the farmhouse my husband grew up in. They have deep basements way down underground, just little narrow windows up at the top, and they stored nearly all their food down there. So they would keep potatoes, for example, from the, when they harvested, this was about October, then they'd have big bins of spreading out the potatoes down the basement. And they'd keep them there for a whole year. They'd use them up gradually.
Yeah.
And they'd can a lot of things. Before the days of refrigerators, women canned lots and lots of things.
Like something, you know, that has to be really kept cold, real cold.
Well, they just didn't have that kind of thing. They made butter every couple of weeks. You see, butter would melt. So they just made it almost every week. They'd make butter by churning the milk.
In the summer, would the stuff melt down in the basement, or would it keep cold?
Well, the only house like that that I've been in, it kept down there. They would keep things like butter and lard. Milk, of course, they got every day from milking their own cows. Meat, they didn't keep meat that would spoil. That is, they'd eat ham and sausage, both of which are salted and preserved. So that a lot of the meat that they eat was either they killed a live chicken and ate it that day, or the women, when they butchered in the fall, they would salt the ham or smoke the hams, and that would then not spoil, you see. And make sausage out of it. Or when they killed a beef or a cow, they would corn it to make it keep.
We're almost finished here. We have ideas, other houses and old pictures. Do you have?
Yes, unfortunately, I have a book, you see. I did a study of all of the old houses in Forest Grove for the City Planning Department. The trouble is that someone has borrowed my book right now. Ordinarily, I have it here. So I have slides of some of the old houses. And I have pictures of downtown and some of the streets of Forest Grove. But I don't have any extras that I can give you. But I do have slides of them. There really are a lot of very nice, very old houses in Forest Grove. And if you girls or the whole group that's doing this study or anything like that would like to have a tour of them, why, I would be glad to take you. I have only a small Datsun, so I could only take a few people. But if, say, someone's mother wanted to drive, and then I would say, go here and tell you whose house that was and when he built it and this kind of thing. I'd be glad to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for this interview.
What other kinds of things do you want to know?
It's just about
interview with Mrs. Gilbert. Thank you, Mrs. Gilbert, for your interview.